produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Movement. Definition. A change or development. And ever since I got God, I know I've been changed.
This the God God movement, come sing along. Throwing up some praise ain't never wrong. I bet you can't praise them like me. Like me. I bet you can't praise them like me. Like me. This the God God movement, come sing along. Throwing up some praise ain't never wrong. I bet you can't praise them like me. Like me. I bet you can't praise them like me.
Yo, 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 what up, God's people? Thank you for tuning in to God God Movement Radio. I'm your host, Mazio Pratcher, a.k.a. Maze. This is the first show of God God Movement Radio, y'all. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, y'all too much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Shout out to Caleb Padgett and the Finding My Way Radio Network. And most importantly, praises up to the Most High for blessing me with this most amazing platform for the Christian hip-hop community. Now, before we begin, I would like to briefly introduce myself and let you guys know what the God God Movement is, okay? So again, my name is Mazio Pratcher. I'm a husband, father, son, business owner, music producer, CHH artist, photographer, graphic designer, and a new radio host. And you know, none of that would even matter or be possible if I didn't take the leap of faith and let God inside my heart. That being said, the God God movement begins with faith. By you letting God inside your heart, this sets off a chain reaction. You begin to think, feel, walk, and talk different. You give off these contagious God vibes affecting those around you, bringing them and you a step closer to God's everlasting light. That's what the God God movement is. Now, I got a good show planned for y'all tonight. Got some good Christian hip-hop artists coming y'all way, you know what I'm saying? But before we begin, I would like to start out in prayer. Let's go. Heavenly Father, we come to you today giving thanks for just one more day. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us through these trying times, God. We pray for strength, courage, and faith as we go out and face the enemy on a daily, Lord. We thank you for blessing us with this platform and allowing us to do your work, God, as we seek out to reach lost souls and bring them closer to you, Father. We thank you for this movement that you have placed inside of us, Lord, and that it continues to blossom and grow, not only in us, but outside of us, so we can be contagious and spread your word and love from vessel to vessel, God. We praise you for who you are, for everything you do for us, and for everything that you're going to do for us, Lord. We pray that you continue to keep us wrapped in your mercy, love, and grace, Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen, amen. Now we about to get started, y'all. First up, we got Love by Lavana Check. You can find Lavana Check on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Lavana Check. That's LUVONACHEK, Lavana Check. Love, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about love.
Lavana Check.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Live on a check with a fresh bite. Yeah, I say goodbye to a stressed life. Hey, we can ride, I mean just right.
No one is perfect, but it's worth it if you try.
I mean,
blemish on a blemish, cooking and I ain't finished. Back and forth like it's tennis. All of us need forgiveness. No wonder some of us run through a bottle like we are Guinness. Ain't those who be feeling, don't be getting higher than the ceiling. But we know that feeling of real love that follow the feeling of real hugs that come from a person who feels love. You feel love when you are a person who gives love. So
this love I got.
Your fans are maybes. Hey, get on your mashed potato all gravy. Hey, somebody always talking, they be hating. Yeah, but naysayers are not the ones that pay me. Hey, I heard that hallelujah and I felt you in agreement. Cause they only hallelujah when they feel it kinda needy. They ain't thirsty, they just greedy. I digress, yeah, I'ma leave it. Cause we all be full of pride, man. We all need more of Jesus, but we know that feeling of real love that follow the feeling of real hugs that come from a person who feels love. Feel love when you are a person who gives love. So, we don't do the bad, bad, just for everybody.
Love heals on a hashtag.
Sorry, not sorry.
Them haters gon' be mad, man.
Come over to our obby.
Yeah, this the promised land, man.
You know I'm from New Orleans.
And this is how we do it. If we do it, if we do it, if we do it, if we do it.
L to the U, U to the B, one to the five, L J S P D. I'm just playing, man. Y'all know I'm just playing, but I love y'all. L-U-V, yeah.
This love I got.
Yeah, that was Love by Lavana Check. Shout out to Lavana Check, man. Thank you for blessing us with that track, bro. All right, next up, we got out of Richmond, Virginia, my man Sebastian Sound. And this is his new song, Perfection Greater Than Depression. Let's go. Let's go.
Remember the time I didn't know why I fell through the sky. Oh, I remember the time I couldn't stop crying. My eye never dried. Oh my Lord, why do you love me so much? You be picking me up, you be filling my cup, overflowing with love. I don't deserve so much. When I was not much, when I'm holding a grudge, you opened my eyes. Now I can rise. You crack in the skies of my depression. You opened my eyes, seeing the light. Now I can rise. You crack in the skies. You are my perfection. Remember the time you entered my life, exposing the lie of my depression. Remember the time I couldn't even smile, refused and you tried. Thought I'd never be happy, but you love me so much. You be picking me up, you be filling my cup, overflowing with joy. I don't deserve your love. When I would not budge, when I'm holding a grudge, you open my eyes. Now I can rise. You crack in the skies of my depression. You open my eyes.
Seeing the light, now I can rise. You crack in the skies, you are my perfection.
You're everything.
Everything you've been for me, I needed you. You're everything, everything you've been for me, I needed you. You're everything, everything you've been for me, I needed you. You're my depression, you open my eyes, seeing the light, now I can rise, you crack in the skies, you are my perfection.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up, that was Perfection Greater Than Depression by Sebastian Sound. Sebastian, man, thank you for blessing us with that track, bro. Now you can look Sebastian up on SoundCloud. Check him out, y'all. Next up, we got Sean K. Sutton, a.k.a. SKS, and his track, Hey, Check It Out. Check it out.
I rolled on wheels and chop. Now I focus on that gospel hip hop. Wristwatch, can't capture the time God has for me. From that Brandy City, rolling with Jesus on these beats. These banging beats, plenty of swag, like rag flash me. CBL status tag me, the Holy Spirit grab me. Now I'm strapped with the armor, look God for me. I'm fighting against those haters' schemes. I see it's not against flesh and blood I fight. It's principalities, that's why I hang with Christ. So when that day comes, Satan come and get some. With hi-hats, treble and bass drums, fighting for souls when it's finished, it's done. So follow the Son, when he died, he won. Then life begun, got the world stunned. Satan swung and he missed. Now we turn to bliss, got me praying daily on my hands and knees, praying for better days, saying hey.
Hey, if you've been set free, yo, just say hey. Hey, hey, if you've been set free, goons, just say hey. Hey, hey, if you've been set free, yo, just say hey. Hey, hey, hey.
I traveled a long way and I ain't arrived yet. Time will tell, 33 degrees evolves, okay. From God's mighty grace, he set me in place to take the reins, gon' ride that train. Brainwaves has me study myself approved. From Christian, Muslim, and Jews, y'all understand me. God command me to keep that fight going. I rely on the blessing God keeps pouring at me. Watching haters trip as they swarm around me. God's divine grace shapes and mold me. I will hold the key as long as my cable toe reach. I will reach straight back to the streets until he come and get me. That's how I roll. Me SKS, Windy City. So I follow the sun. When he died, he won. Then life begun. Got the world stunned. Satan swung and he missed. Now we turn to bliss. Got me praying daily on my hands and knees, praying for better days. Saying, hey, 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 if you've been set free, go. Shadow of death, I fear no evils. Up to the goons that's been released from the shackles in the prison. All love, y'all.
Come on.
Hey, hey, yeah, that was Hey by Sean K. Sutton, y'all. Hey, bro, thanks for blessing us with that track, man. Next up, we got out of Michigan, Deontay Hall, God Over Money, and this track is available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and Spotify, and all digital streaming platforms. Let's check him out. God Over Money, Deontay Hall. Let's go.
Banks on the track. I used to trap out on the block from Monday to Sunday, ay, ay. Tell them my God, G to the plug, cause it's only one way, ay, ay. Listen to God, G to the plug, I do what the sun say, ay, ay. I used to try, tell them my God, cause it's only one way, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. Yeah, I done came a long, long way from whipping up work in the trap, up in the trap. Knew my auntie said, ain't never keep making no raps. I done came a long, long way from whipping up, flipping that crack. Now I got God in my life, real talk, and I can't look back, oh yeah. They bring up the bad, but I'm showing the future. I've been redeemed by the blood, hallelujah. We make a disciple, we shot like a rifle, and just like Steph Curry, I keep me a shooter. I got a couple angels on gold. Boy, I only came to win some souls. Boy, I only came to win some souls. Jesus, 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 I enough. I put God over money, I back up. I got savings, start running the racks up. Fully loaded, I keep me a holy chopper. 66 clips for demons that act up.
This is coming from the Father, dripping like some holy water. Going crazy, going harder. Killing demons, I'm a slaughter.
I used to trap out on the block from Monday to Sunday. Ay, ay. Tell them about God, G to the plug, cause it's only one way. Ay, ay. Listen to God, G to the plug, I do what the sun say. Ay, ay. I used to try, tell them about God, cause it's only one way, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay.
That rubber, we mean by that kingdom business. We be preaching and teaching all in the trenches. Made disciples when we in that great commission. Used to jig and finesse just to get the chicken. I'm just out here trying to win these souls for real. Bro, you know that be the goal for real. Jesus died up on the cross, can't say the lost. Tell him that he rose for real.
I got that faith, it's dripping all over me. Shout out to Jesus, I'm keeping him close to me. I get that bag, but that bag ain't controlling me. Got up on money just like it's supposed to be.
All fathers on the racks. All these rappers do is cap. All these rappers do a cap. Tell them Jesus coming back, yeah, 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 yeah.
I used to try out on the block from Monday to Sunday, ay, ay. Tell them about God, G to the plug, cause it's only one way, ay, ay. Listen to God, G to the plug, I do what the sun say, ay, ay. I used to try, tell them about God, cause it's only one way, ay, ay. God over money, I put God over money, ay, ay. God over money,
I forgot over Monday, ay, ay, got over Monday. I forgot over Monday, ay, ay, got over Monday. I forgot over Monday, ay, ay.
Yeah, yeah, that was God Over Money by Deontay Hall, y'all. Hey, Deontay, man, keep up the kingdom work, bro, and thank you for blessing us with that track. Next up, out of San Diego, California, we got Eternal and her new track, Radical, featuring Angelique Janelle. Check it out, check it out, check it out.
Came a long way and God is so good. Yeah. Glory to God, I said. Glory. I was born with a gas mask. Cock back, ready to blast, yeah, multitask. Call me fast, risen my eyes, get your party crash. Durable, energizing, yeah, everlast. Only what we do for Christ will only last. Got another God, got my front and my back. Real talk, ain't nothing better than that. The broken hill, God lives, no picture that. Break the chains, this ain't no game. Have faith of a mustard seed, watch a force rain. Glory to God, cause he the one to bring the change. Renew the mind, heal the hearts of a winning thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And bangers, forgiving life changers, workers and slangers, street hustlers and framers, governmental rangers. Let's make Jesus famous. Let's make Jesus famous.
That was Radical by Eternal featuring Angelique Janelle. And you can find this on all digital outlets, y'all. Thank you, Eternal, for blessing us with that track. Next up, out of Florida, we got I Am Forgiven and his new track, Still Naked. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Everything in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes. And he is the one to whom we are accountable.
I can't wait until the sun come up. They trying to hide their sins like a tummy tuck. Ask Adam and Eve how that planned out. Trying to hide in the skies, but you still stand out. You're still naked. The scriptures got it perfected. don't neglect it, just accept it. No stress about tomorrow, just stick to it. The Lord blessing, no sorrow, commit to it. We all have a choice to make it right. It's up to you how you wanna live your life. Money, fame, jewelry, clothes, it's alright. But tell me, would you give it up and follow Christ? Where your heart is how the Lord measures. And if your motive's right, it will last forever. You still naked, I'm giving you the real me. Here I am, Lord, you can use me.
You have to give God the real you. Open up your heart and let him come through. Confess your sins, tell the truth. Honestly, he already knew.
You feel me?
You have to give God the real you. Open up your heart and let him come through. Confess your sins, tell the truth. Honestly, he already knew.
You
can spend your whole life crying out for help. Some people spend their whole life lying to themselves. Suicidal, smoking, drinking with bad health. It's like driving a fast car, no seat belt. They think they full of tricks, that's a silly rabbit. Wise up before your life end up in a tragic. We serve one king who can turn it around. Just be true to yourself, stop playing around. Picture perfect, even in a crap frame. A type of God that'll use you in your own shame. You're still naked, even under a costume. Wrong fragrance, artificial perfume. No escape, might as well take a leap of faith. Just come to God boldly, to the throne of grace. You're still naked, I'm giving you the real me. Here I am, Lord, you can use me.
You have to give God the real you. Open up your heart and let him come through. Confess your sins, tell the truth. Honestly, he already knew.
You
have to give God the real you. Open up your heart and let him come through. Confess your sins, tell the truth. Honestly, he already knew.
You
have to give God the real you. Open up your heart and let him come through.
Yeah, that was Still Naked by I'm Forgiven. Bro, thank you for coming through and blessing us with that track, man. All right, y'all. It's time for me to wrap this thing on up. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Please tune in April 16th for the next show. Until then, this is your boy Maze reminding you to stay focused, stay prayed up, and stay blessed. Peace.
This the God God movement, come sing along. Throwing up some praise ain't never wrong. I bet you can't praise him like me, like me. I bet you can't praise him like me, like me. This the God God movement, come sing along. Throwing up some praise ain't never wrong. I bet you can't praise him like me, like me. I bet you can't praise him like me, like me.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hey, 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 you know what day it is? It is your favorite day and time of the week. It is time for your favorite show, The Sweet Life, with yours truly, Candy West. And I bring you greetings from the rainy city of Dallas, Texas. Yeah, it's raining, and I know I'm usually talking about how hot it is, but this fine Thursday, we're getting some rain. It's raining all over the place. And you know what? I'm not too mad about that because it does give us a little break from the heat wave. So I welcome the rain. I just wish, you know, that I could just be in a place where I could just enjoy it, let the window up, and just enjoy the sound of the rain. However, work and duty calls. But guess what? This is the place I'd rather be, right here, right now, with you on Finding My Way Channel, Sweet Life, with the listeners that are tuning in from all around the world. No better place for me to be. So I'm so glad that you guys have joined us for another week. Listen, I got to tell y'all about my weekend last weekend. It was absolutely fantabulous. I had the privilege with some other singers from my hometown, family members, to go and do music, special music for Coca-Cola every night on the main stage. Now tell me, who do you know that had an opportunity to sing every night on the main stage? I don't know nobody but y'all, but it was such a good time, like such a blessing and a privilege to have the opportunity to represent Coca-Cola every night on the main stage during the Essence Festival. And when I tell you the who's who of Hollywood, the music industry, entertainment, media, sports were in the place to be. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people gather from all around the world. I mean, we ran into a girl that flew in from London. She flew by herself just to come to Essence, and we happened to just be walking down the street and conversing with her about her trip and, you know, if she was having a good time. And she seemed to be fancy free and footloose and didn't have a care in the world. And that's really what it's about. It's such a good time, and it was like a family reunion. So if you ever get a chance, I behoove you to make plans to do Essence Festival at least once in your life. They have something for everybody. I mean, they locked the convention center down so you can do some shopping. You can, you know, do exhibits. They have things for hairstylists, makeup, clothes, media. They have several sound stages with all kinds of music. Like I said, it's just a good time, and we had a blast. So if anyone's listening from Coca-Cola, thank you. If you like drinking Coca-Cola, thank you. We appreciate it. We had a great time last weekend in New Orleans. And let me tell you all something. The food, I had to repent because I've been on a health kick working out and whatnot. Now, I didn't go as crazy as I usually do, eating the beignets and whatnot. But I did have a little corner of one. So I will not lie and say I didn't have nothing. I did have a little corner. But I did not skip. I didn't go crazy, but I did eat some really good food in New Orleans. So it's all about the culture. It's the food. It's everything. It's the vibe. It's the music. The Essence Festival is always a good time. So I just want to let you guys know that it was wonderful. All is well. Made it back safely, and I hit the ground running. And here we are on a Thursday night, and we have a special guest on the line that will be joining us really soon. But before we bring our guest on for tonight, I want to kick off the show with this song that is super dope by a good friend of mine named Gerald Scott. He's from the DMV area. He's currently in Nashville, Tennessee, at Greater Mount Zion, where the Bishop Joseph Walker is the pastor. But this song, y'all, check it out. It's called Jesus on My Side. Let me know what you think. Here it is right here on Sweet Life.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. I need y'all to sing this with me.
I'm going up.
I'm going up.
Can't turn around.
Can't turn around.
Lord, plant my feet.
Lord, plant my feet.
On higher ground.
On higher ground.
I serve a God.
I serve a God.
Who will provide.
Who will provide.
No matter the test.
No matter the test.
I will survive.
I will survive.
On higher ground,
on higher ground.
I serve a God,
I
whenever I need him. He is always there, always on my side. Anybody got cheating? Anybody got cheating? Oh, he's on my side. Whenever I'm in trouble, oh, yeah, he will see me through. He's on my side. Oh.
To the bridge.
He's on.
Now, was it that just dope? Did you not understand how amazing that song is? Now, here's the problem that I have with this song. It's amazing. It's awesome. It makes you want to praise. But I don't understand why Gerald didn't call me to be on the song. Just kidding, guys. I love it. Y'all check it out. It's available. The album is available for pre-order right now. And you can get that song along with another song. So you get two singles available when you pre-download the project. So pre-order now and get those songs. Jesus on My Side. I think that's going to be one of my favorite songs for the summer. I might figure out how I can re-flip that and put a little Kanye West spin on it just because I like to do that. Anyway, so for those that are just tuning in, you're tuned in live and direct to The Sweet Life with yours truly, Kanye West, and I have a guest on with me tonight. I'm really excited about this man of God, this gentleman, y'all, none other than Mr. Anthony O'Neill. Anthony, what's up?
That's good. How are you? This is beautiful, man. I like that. That last song had me jumping, man. I was sitting here just dancing in my office. Like, yeah, let's go.
See, so you need to download it because I know you work out and stuff. So you need to, you know, put this on your playlist. Let it get you going in the morning when you're headed to the office and all that good stuff.
Trust me.
So I'm glad you enjoy that. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and he's right there in your area too. So, you know, representing Nashville right now. So that's a super dope thing. How are you?
Good. All is well on my end. You know, on a quick, people will say vacation. I don't believe in the term vacation because I'm building a life. I don't need a vacation from. But I'm just on a little break, you know, just enjoying my new house that I just built. So doing some painting around the house, making some mistakes, learning from the mistakes, and just going over it. But, hey, I'm doing well. I'm having a good time right now.
Well, you're already dropping some nuggets, and we're definitely going to you made a statement. We're going to put a pin there and bring that back. But you said something about making a life that you don't have to take a vacation from. That's a really huge statement to make, and I'm gonna give you an opportunity to expound on that in just a moment. But for our listeners that are just learning who you are for the first time, just give us a brief history on Anthony O'Neill. You know, where you come from, where you get to start, what you're doing.
Brief, real quick, less than a minute. 34 years old, currently live in Nashville, Tennessee, a member of the Bethel World Outreach Fellowship here in Brentwood, Tennessee. Backstory is 18 years old, graduated high school, went out to California before I turned 19. I pledged cap alpha psi, kicked out of line for hazing. I lost my scholarships, lost everything I had. And around that time, I accumulated about $35,000 in debt. And so I was $35,000 in debt, kicked out of school. My parents didn't let me come home because they're like, yo, you made some bad decisions, so you had to fix this yourself. Because my father wanted to teach me how to become a man. So I'm 19 years old now, homeless. Everyone I tried to impress, everyone I bought stuff for, everything I financed, I lost. No friends, no family at the time. Actually, I had family. You know, my father was the best thing that ever happened to me because, you see, around that time, my father had a tracking system on my car. So when he kicked me out of the house and said, no, you can't come home, he was just simply saying, you're going to go out here and live on your own, but I'm going to track you every night, and I'm going to make sure that you are safe and make sure that you're learning your lesson. Thus, what a man should do. And so for about 6 months of my life, Candy, I was homeless, sleeping in the back of my car. And my dad invited me to come back home after a season and said, hey, you've learned your lesson. About 16 years later, I am completely 100% debt-free, owe nobody nothing. I've been pastoring for the last 12 years, had the greatest honor to serve up underneath the Bishop Rudolph McKissick Jr. in Jacksonville, Florida, by the name of the Bethel Church. Such an amazing mega church out that way, and such an amazing leader in Bishop McKissick. And I've had the opportunity literally to travel the world, but currently I'm blessed and privileged to be on the speakers team for Dave Ramsey, the financial guru here, and just traveling the world, doing Fox and Friends, doing CNN, doing Rachel Ray shows, doing stuff on the Oprah Channel, just really helping millennials and young people really avoid debt, get out of debt, and build wealth and build a solid foundation for the family. So just excited to have this calling, this opportunity to share my story. I'll say this and I'll shut up, but I'm no financial expert. I'm just a guy that God has taught some things along the way, and I'm just sharing what God taught me and what I did and what I have the opportunity of learning now. And that's just my heart and passion, to share my journey and share my testimony.
Well, when I tell you, you definitely have an amazing testimony, and thank you for being so transparent, because a lot of times people see where you are and they don't know the process. They don't know the story behind the glory. You know, they see you on TV, you know, we're watching your journey, and we're watching all, for those of us that follow you on social media, we're seeing all these amazing things and places that you're able to go and impart and be and give of yourself and your knowledge and give of your passion. But we don't know what led to even you getting to that place. So even giving us a brief glimpse of your story is amazing. And it's amazing to me more so how God will use those things that I'm sure when you were in those moments, sleeping in the back of your car, you didn't see, or maybe you did, you can tell me, but I want to know if you saw yourself where you are now. You know, when you were in the back of your car, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you found yourself in that homeless state? Like, okay, I got to work through my mishaps, my shortcomings, you know, the mistakes that I've made, the error in my ways. I have to, you know, really work to get past this. But did you see yourself being here when you were in the back of your car?
No, not at all. Honestly, and to be very transparent, when I was in the back of my car, I blamed everyone else but myself. I was in a season of blaming my friends, blaming the young ladies I was trying to impress, blaming my mom and my dad for not allowing me to come home, blaming God, blaming everyone else. And I believe the reason why I was in my car for 6 months is not because that's where God wanted me for 6 months, but because I never came to grips with I am the reason I am in the back of my car. And it was within that last week that I really realized that, you know what, that was nobody else's fault. Like, I can't blame her because she asked me for money and I gave it to her. I can't blame my boys because I tried to impress them by financing, you know, two big TVs and all these leather couches back then in the early 2000s. I can't blame them. I made that decision. I have to own that decision. And I remember the last night. It was very, very clear. A young lady had called me, and around that time, Blockbuster was around. And so she had called me and said, hey, we have some friends coming over to the house. Why don't you just come over? That's when Bad Boys just came out. She said, why don't you come out and watch Bad Boys with us? And I was like, cool. And so I was taking showers at the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, Candy. And I mean, I was it was 10 o'clock at night. It was a Sunday evening, and I couldn't go there. So I had to get my bucket and the Dawn dish detergent out of the back of my car. Not Dove, Dawn. And when I got in the back of that car, I was washing myself. And I see soap suds on my top of my neck all the way down to my chest. And now I'm naked in the back of my car. And I literally look in the rearview mirror accidentally and I see myself. And I literally just fall out crying. And I just say, God, I'm so sorry. I'm here because of me. God, I'm in this low spot. I'm in this dark spot. But I'm ready to come back to the light. I'm ready to get back on top because I do not want to be here. And I remember saying this very clearly, like, God, I know I'm not going to be a perfect individual. I know I'm going to fall short. But I can guarantee you this much, I would not come back to this short. And if you can get me out of here, if you allow me to get out of here, I'm going to get myself fixed, and then I'm going to travel the world, and I'm going to help young people realize how to really take control of their finances, how to not fall into peer pressure, how to have a better walk with Christ. And God gave me that opportunity. I went back home that night. My father allowed me to come back home. I started my own nonprofit company called Young People Succeeding, went into pastoral ministry about a year and a half, 2 years after that, and just been walking. Haven't made all the right decisions, still have my issues that I'm working with, but God has used me tremendously, and I'm just so grateful for that.
What a powerful testimony. I mean, I'm really trying to keep from crying because I can only imagine what that moment was for you, you know, to see yourself in that rearview mirror. Oh, Lord, I'm a little tender. I'm a tenderoni, so let's go again. Thank you so much for your transparency. And I pray tonight that somebody that's listening to the story and they hear your testimony, and they may be in that pit. Their situation may not be the same, but they may be in that place of disgust and that place of conviction, and they feel like they've gone too far from the Father's house and the Father's care. And they're having that moment where they're saying, Father, forgive me, for I know I've sinned. I know I've offended you. I know I've walked away from you, and I know you were just trying to teach me and show me the best way. But God, I know now that your way is the best way. So I really pray that somebody will hear your testimony tonight and will be encouraged to come back to the Father and to work their way back into that place of wholeness and healness and restoration. Whew, I could go on and on and on, but we got, you know what? I want to play a song right now. This song is a song by Lecrae. I'm gonna lift the mood for myself because I don't know about nobody else, but I almost took a one way trip to the field. So
no,
I'm gonna play a song by Lecrae. It's called Get Back Right. I think it's very befitting for the testimony that you just shared with us. Here's Get Back Right by Lecrae. We'll be right back.
Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Fell off. Lost my cool. Whoa, say. Bounce back. Got dirt on my shoes. Got back right. When you got real power, you can't lose. I had to get back right. Get back right. Top down, head back. Ride by the hype beast, don't fair facts. Money more, and I don't wanna hear trap. I play Rick James when I'm in traffic. I've been doing this since fifth grade. I've been doing this since I've been safe. I've been rock crowds on a big stage. I've been made hits with some big names. Yada, 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 yada. Bought a Mercedes for my baby mama. VIP, rockin' Dolce Gabbana. I went to the Grammys and I took my mama. Bottles on bottles on bottles. And models on models on models. And dollars on dollars. Yeah, that'll help me when my soul wanna holler. And I'm feeling the pain and I'm dealing with drummer. Woo! That's too deep. I better fall back. Nah, get this work. You should've wore a hard hat. They told us don't work in the summer. I told them I'm working on something. I'm waving my banner, no propaganda. Why you flexing in your Panamera? Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Fell off. Lost my cool. Whoa, say. Bounce back, got dirt on my shoes. Shot back, right. When you got real power, you can't lose. I just get back right, yeah. I just get back right. Ooh. I don't really stress, I pray more. Dear Lord, stretch my case off. I've been doing this since you was like Ultra on the wave, oh, playing with your Legos. Now, I don't cap, I rap facts. You ain't go and check the stats. You and your squad versus me and my guy. Look, bro, you ain't finna win that now. Was a season when I thought that I had fell off. Then I sat back like you crazy, boy, you know you well off. Everything I had was renting. Nissan on the side, I was dinning. No tents, you could see who was in it. At the mall, I was pinching my pennies. In the beginning, Jimmy Jazz for the clothes, TV Johnny for the gold. Them was the goals. Never cared about my soul. I can wait till I get old. I'm on these hold up. Wait a minute, new beginnings. I was down, now I'm winning. I know who did it and I don't forget it. You know I'm still about the family business. I gotta get back. Get back, right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Fell off. Lost my cool. Whoa, say. Bounce back. Got dirt on my shoes. Got back right. When you got real power, you can't lose. I had to get back right. I had to get back right.
Yeah, one time. Zay Tover checking in. Zay and Lecrae. Kingdom business. Believe that. All gas, no break. Yeah, we going full force with it. Believe that. Let the trap say amen.
Yeah, that was Get Back Right with Lecrae right here on The Sweet Life with Candy West. And I had to play that song. I really just pulled the G move because after that testimony, it would have seemed like I should have played Lord Make Me Older. But I mean, the show would have been over. There would be nothing else to talk about. So I had to kind of, you know, go a little hard, go a little gangster, kind of lighten the mood. Because, listen, tears. Wow. Okay, well, we're back. I'm back. Let me pull myself together. We got Anthony O'Neill with us tonight on the show. He just gave a powerful testimony. If you're just now tuning in, you'll have to go back and listen to the replay. But this awesome man, let me tell you something. Anthony, I've been watching you for a while. We met a few years ago at one of Bishop Dick's leadership conferences. And, you know, just kind of watching your journey, your evolution, you know, over the past couple of years, it's been absolutely amazing. And you have such a heart and a drive and a passion. You mentioned it before we went into the song, how you have such a passion to teach millennials and teenagers, you know, to kind of guide them not to make the same mistakes you made and to be a little bit more financially prepared. And, you know, with that in mind, I want you to tap into why that, and you know, again, we know your testimony now, but now it's a mission for you. What is the driving force behind that mission?
Well, one, of course, it's my testimony, and then two, I think it's for me, honestly, is when I step back and I realize that you don't really see a solid influence as far as in leaders or a solid platform of people who are teaching young people how to really deal with their finances. When you turn on TV, you see a bunch of fake stuff, a lot of cars, a lot of jewelry, a lot of stuff that is not real. So no one really is teaching young people the practical steps on the truth behind debt, the truth behind what is a credit score. Is that really something that you need? How do you really build wealth? Everyone thinks you need to be a millionaire to build wealth. Everyone thinks you should have a business to build wealth, when a lot of people don't even know this, but nearly 68% of the people who are millionaires make less than $125,000 a year because they over a long period of time. Yeah. So literally less than, now this is when they're in their 50s and 60s, billionaires. There's a study coming out here soon that we will see that teachers are becoming millionaires. When we all know the average teacher salary makes in between $38,000 to $50,000 a year, depending on what state and what area they're in. But over a long period of time, if you're properly investing, buying your house, paying off your house, not accumulating any debt, building your 401k, building your Roth IRA, and just stacking and saving your money and let your money make more money for you, over a long period of time, you can become a millionaire. Now, a long period of time is not 50, 60 years. We're looking at anywhere between 20 and 30 years. So for me, I just really want to start teaching young people now, like, hey, start thinking about your future now. Start really taking ownership of your life today, not tomorrow. The Bible says that we are the head, not the tail, that we should be the lender, not the borrower. And the only people I'm lending to is my son and daughter. And to my mama, too,
wow.
If she's listening right now. I love you, mama. you know, so that's really where the passion comes from. And I just did a poll recently about earlier this year. We polled about maybe 10,000 millennials. And I asked them, have you been taught just the basic money principles? And the average person that responded was 32 years old. And they said no. Just the basics. So we're not talking about how to start a business. We're talking about how to budget. What is the difference between a debit and a credit card? What is a credit score? How can you buy a house without a credit score? Do you have to have a credit reporting agency? Now, we have to get into this tonight, and we can, but like for an example for your people to know, the credit reporting agencies, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, is not a government-ran organization. It is a privately owned corporation that makes money off of us being in debt. They reward us for having a lot of debt. They penalize us for having zero debt. Does that make sense?
Wow.
So that's why. You know, I really just want to educate and show young people, man, you can do things now. You don't have to wait till you're 40 years old to start thinking about your life. No, do it now. Do it right now. You know, my desire, Candy, you know, we've talked about this before offline, is to get married. And when I get married, whenever I find my wife, you know, I've already saved for her ring. I've already saved for the wedding. So when I go to her father, I'm not getting on one knee to her saying, hey, I don't make all the money. I don't do this. Love is going to get us through. It's going to be like, no, hey, I'm decent. I'm out of debt. Your ring is paid for. You own it. this wedding, we don't have to wait a year. We can get married in 3 months. We can get married next month if you want, if you can plan everything. Because before I met you, I knew God was going to put me on your path. And I knew I was going to get married. So I prepared for where I wanted to go. So it's not really about waiting until then. No, I'm going to get prepared now. So when it does happen, I can move. So that's my passion behind it. I just want to help millennials be different and really start taking ownership and building a life that they love now, not later down the road.
Well, let me tell you, I really wish that, you know, there was an Anthony O'Neill of, you know, that was in existence when I was a teenager, when I was coming out. You know, I graduated high school. My plan was to go to college. I got pregnant right out of high school. And from there, a year later, I was with a choir called God's Property, one of the lead singers for the choir.
GP.
And And so our album became a smash hit, and we toured from there, and I never turned back. But being, you know, being in the music industry, it, and that is a totally different way of living, way of gaining finances, losing finances. You know, it's so much in that, and I wish I had someone like you that had that level of passion and wisdom to expose me to how to better prepare, because unfortunately in African American culture we weren't taught how to manage money, how to prepare for retirement, or how to save money. We're just taught to go to work to pay bills and to live, and I think you posted something about that previously, but that, you know, I love my parents, they're absolutely amazing. My father passed away in 2012, but we weren't taught to how to save money, how to balance a checkbook. I saw my daddy paying bills. That was it, you know. I was a little more privy to what he had to pay out because he would tell me things and try to teach me things through that. But we weren't taught how to be financially prepared and savvy. So you go through your adult life making all kind of stupid mistakes out of ignorance because you weren't taught, and you're way behind the ball on where your money should be when you get a certain age because you just weren't taught those things. Now, there isn't an excuse because there's so many different resources that are available, and you just have to take the time. There are free programs, of course, that people can enlist in. I know that Dave Ramsey has the Financial Peace Program that a lot of churches do. So if you belong to a church that has the Financial Peace Program, you can enlist in that program to help you set your financial course on track. But I think that it's absolutely incredible that you would start with the younger generation because they're the ones that really need it because, you know, they are our future. And, you know, if they don't know how to manage the currency of the earth, then we're all in trouble. You know what I mean? We have enough issues to deal with already, but I think that it's absolutely phenomenal that you've made this. And, of course, again, through testimony, through trial, through error, but through your own process and your passion, process and passion for you, this is a mission that is blessing tens and hundreds of thousands of youth and millennials, and I think that it's absolutely incredible. I want to come back to this conversation in just a second. I want to play a song by a group from Florida, South Florida, I believe. Now, these dudes are absolutely amazing, Anthony. This group is called Sincere. It's a band full of musicians and singers. And when I tell you, every time that I've seen these guys, they have, I mean, full band. I'm talking about horn section, guitar, bass, keyboard, five singers. I mean, it's like, it's real deal. These guys are super dope. And they just released a single a couple of weeks ago. This song is called Win. And that's just what you're helping, not just the youth and millennials to do, but you're helping everybody that's watching what you're doing and how you're pouring it to others. You helping me win. How about that? So, y'all, let's get into the song. This is Sincere with Win right here on The Sweet Life.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Shay Pratcher, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to Let's Talk. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer on tonight so we can jump into the word that God has for each one of us on tonight. So right now, let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble hearts on tonight, Father God. We come asking you to clear our hearts and our minds, Father God, so that we can receive this word that it is that you have for each one of us. We come asking for forgiveness of our sins, of commission and omission, Father God. We ask that you search each one of our hearts delicately, Father God, cleaning us up from the inside out. We ask right now, Father, that you bless us on tonight with a word from on high. I ask right now that you move me out of the way so that you can have your way. We love you and we bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. I stand in the gap for my brothers and sisters in Christ for whatever their specific need is on tonight, Father. We have the faith to stand in agreement, expecting you to step in and bless us like only you can. We pray these things in your mighty, matchless Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we count it done. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight's word is relief and release, and it's an on-time word for this season. Do you hear me? We are entering into this season of relief and release, and I am ready and I am excited about it. So let's go ahead and go for it tonight. Let's talk. So for starters, I want to go ahead and open up with a couple of scriptures here. We're going to start with Matthew, and we're in chapter 5. And we're going to be looking at the NIV version 1 through 12. And this is going to be the part in regards to the relief. And it reads, "Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Amen. Now this scripture, it empowers and it encourages me every single time. I tell you that there's something about reading that scripture and reading it and understanding that these are Jesus' words, right? So for starters, let's just go ahead and be brutally honest and get it out the way so that everybody is on the same page. All of us, everybody, we all struggle with something. I don't care who you are, how long you've been walking, rolling, running with Jesus. We all have a struggle. My struggle is not the same as your struggle. However, we all have one. Oftentimes we look at other people's problems and we compare them to our own. And we can find ourselves wanting and wishing we had someone else's lifestyle while failing to truly observe and appreciate our own life. Now, God wants us to move smoothly into this next season of relief and release. So he has sent me here to encourage and motivate you on tonight, but providing some truth. And many of us probably got really excited when we heard the words relief and release, but without, again, understanding that this is going to require us to do some work. So some of us have been holding on to some stuff, some baggage that was supposed to strengthen us in a certain season, but not necessarily stay with us. So as we head into this next season, we have to let those things, those people, those hurts, we have to let them go. Okay? We know that we like to justify the reason why we are the way that we are and why we act the way that we do, because it's easier when we have stuff because we feel justified in it. Okay? And the thing about that is, when you feel justified in it, the truth is, God is the judge of each and every single one of us. And while he sees all That means everything, our strengths, our weaknesses, the things that we've done very well and the things that we haven't done so well. We can hide them, those things from people, but we really can never hide those things from God. And that's the part that really matters the most. So it doesn't matter how justified we feel in saying and doing some of those things that we participate in as believers. God has expectations. And in order for us to successfully move and transition into this season of relief and release, we have to understand what those expectations are, what's expected of us, so that we can go and do those things and walk into it. His expectations are just, and we can't just talk our way out of the right thing with him. We can do that with people, our family, our friends, right? And even people that, you know, are not our fans or, you know, things like that. But we must learn how to truly operate in this next season and in order to fully take advantage of the relief and release that God wants to do in and through you in your life. It's important to understand that the two work together, and it's more powerful when we tap into the full power that we have in Christ. So we're going to get right into it, but before we do, we're going to go ahead and usher in the spirit. We're going to go ahead and listen to Praise Is What I Do by William Murphy.
Come on, songs. Goes like this.
Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you.
Church.
I will praise you while I can. How yes, you act all times.
I vow
to praise you.
When you gonna praise the church?
Through the good and the
send the praise to the nation.
Somebody send a praise to Africa. Somebody send a praise to China.
Praise is what I do.
Open up your mouth, church. It's what I do.
What I do.
Yes, church. Open up your mouth and somebody clap those hands and declare. Praise to Germany. Somebody send a praise to France.
Oh.
It's what I do. It's what I do. It's what I do. It's what I do. Somebody send a praise to Bankhead. Somebody send a praise to Buckhead. Yeah.
Yes, 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 Lord. Praise is what I do. I am telling y'all, I don't know, but that song will get me right every single time. And I hope that you allowed it to usher into the spirit, into your home, into your heart, so that you can fully receive this message. So let's go ahead and jump into the steps that we should take as we were just talking about going into the next season of relief and release in our lives. So first thing I want us to do is let's reflect for a moment about the problems that exist and the people that are connected to it. I want you to make a list, if you have to, call their name, whatever makes you be honest with you. Hold yourself accountable for this, because you can't trick me. I mean, you can trick me, but you can't trick God and you can't trick you. So make a list, call it by, you know, the name. What's the holdup? What's that thing, that person, those things that's holding you back from getting everything that God has for you? And then the next thing I want you to do is intentionally, right now in this moment, brace yourself. I want you to ask God to put his hands on that specific situation and bless that thing and those specific people in the name of Jesus. That's right. I said it. I'm not just asking you to do this. I challenge myself to do the exact same thing. I want you to tell God that you forgive them, whoever it is, for whatever it was that they did or didn't do. It doesn't matter who it is or what they've done. I want you to let it go. And what we're going to do next is, we're going to ask God for relief of and from the emotions that are connected to the problem and to those people. And what I mean by that is there's hurt, there's pain, there's anger, there's disappointment, there's disgust, and some of us carrying resentment and love loss. But whatever it is, because I may have not called it out, but you know what it is. When you think of that person, when you think of that thing, when you think of that experience, what are those emotions that's connected to it that if you think about it, it can take you there? That's what I want you to do. I want you to dig deep into that space, and I want you to call that emotion to the table, because today is the day that we give it the eviction notice that it should have had. And when we call it by name, we want to tell God how it made us feel when they did what they did, and that you understand right now in this moment that it's time to get some relief from that pressure and those problems. And we're prepared to do it. It may be painful. It may hurt a little bit. It may bring tears to your eyes, but I want you to do it. It's going to help you in the end. And then the last part of this is to believe and expect God to move on your behalf and to release those emotions from you so you can be released into your season with a made up mind and a clean heart. You know what that means? Think about it. It means no more of that stuff that's holding you back, holding you down, and preventing you from moving forward fully. Because that's the thing. We can take a couple steps, but you'll never fully run into, take a leap into what it is that God has for you fully, because it's too much of this stuff holding you back and holding you down. But that ends tonight. I have the faith to believe that if you do what I'm telling you to do, God has sent me intentionally here tonight to help bless you with what you need to do to be free from it and free of it. And we're going to do that together. So now, understand that with this relief and release, please understand that the enemy is on the prowl. He's going to put in some overtime to try and discourage you from getting to the place of relief and release. Now, why is he going to do that? He's going to do that because that's what allows you to be open and available for God to use you in a mighty way. One of the things that really holds us back as believers is unforgiveness. Many people don't want to say it. Well, I have forgiven them. But have you really? When you think about that thing, when you think about that person, does it still get you and put you in that same place that it put you when it happened? It shouldn't be that way. We have to forgive. So if God can continuously forgive us for our sins and our bad choices and our mistakes, we have to find a way to do the same thing. And the struggle, of course, is that we like to feel like we have a one-up or a right to be mad and feel the way that we do. And I'm not minimizing your experiences or my experiences, the things that we've encountered and experienced. What I am trying to do is help you to get free of and from those things. And the only way that we can do that is understanding that some things just certainly, they just require us to be aware and attentive. But God expects us to handle those situations Christ-like. We don't always get this right. And it's going to be times where it's going to be a little bit harder to look past and turn the cheek and pray for those people. But in order for us to protect our peace, we must put the word into practice and be sure that we have a tree that is producing good fruit. The life that we live, that's what we have, and that's what other people have to confirm if we have good or bad fruit. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, don't mistake this with a bad moment for a bad life, but God is always watching, even when we think that no one else is. Okay, so as we get into this next portion is going to be the release. Okay, and I want to read Matthew 5:13-16, and again, the NIV version, and it reads, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Amen. That right there encourages and motivates me on a whole new level, because Jesus is telling us here that we're the salt of the earth. He's telling us that we're the light. We're the light. That means in all the darkness that there is in the world, light overpowers, it overshadows that darkness. And he wants us to recognize the light that we are and we're expected to be. Okay. And so now what do we do with that light? We go out and we enjoy the freedom that we have in having Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have the power, y'all, to control the thoughts and the pain from the past by taking them captive and not being a prisoner of or to our past. And the past can be 20 years ago for some of us, 2 weeks ago, for other people, 2 days ago, last week. And maybe if it's that bad, even then this week. But we don't have to live in spaces that causes us to be uncomfortable and continuously set us back. We don't have to do that. We can break free from these chains and this norm by embracing the fact that God chose to set us apart from others. It's okay if people don't agree with what you're saying and what you're doing. It's okay if they have an opinion about it. Because you know what? They talked about Jesus. They laughed. They didn't believe. So this confirms that we are not exempt and we will not escape this type of persecution when we move with a made up mind with the Lord. But this causes us to constantly look in the mirror and ask God to change all things that's inside of each one of us on an individual level that's not like Him. Now, we not only have to ask Him, but we must then be intentional about listening to what it is that He's asking us to do and then actually take action. That means reacting differently than the world does. This means letting go of the past hurts to a point where we understand and we appreciate them as testimonies to help grow others in their faith. We look at it as lessons that were learned and blessings. And we learn to thank God for our afflictions because it's in those times that we grow closer to Him. And it's in those times that we can see God as being truly amazing. It's in these times that God is able to actually show up and show out on our behalf. And we can tell everyone that we know. Why? Because we have experienced Him for ourselves. These are the things that's necessary when we're walking and talking about how awesome God is. Repeating it sometimes, repeating what other people have told us about Him, just doesn't hit home as deep as it does when you're speaking from a place of truth. Because why? How can you speak from a place of truth? You've endured the test. And we've allowed God to work in and through us in our lives and our experiences. And although it can be painful, it's also healing. Only when we let God do what He wants to do in our lives. And He allows things to happen to all of us. People always say, well, why does He let this happen to me? If He really loves me and if I'm His child, why does He let these things happen? He allows those things to happen so that you can continue to grow closer to Him. He allows those things because believing doesn't make us exempt from life doing what life does. Remember, God rains down on the just and the unjust. But it's easier when we are in His will, though, because we know that we will come out of it. As believers, we can trust that we will see the goodness of the Lord. We know that joy is coming. And we know that better days are in the plan. Why? Because Jeremiah 29:11, it assures us of this. And reading God's word for yourself, that is going to be pertinent in this season of relief and release. Because you will need to lean on God and what you know about Him when things come in to attempt to make you believe the opposite. Moving with a made up mind means that we don't find comfort and doing what makes us comfortable anymore. We don't crumble under the pressure. We stand. We stand on God's word no matter what the storm looks like, no matter what it feels like, and we keep our eyes focused on the hills from where our help comes from. We pray through our problems and we have the faith to know that things are already shifting and aligning into place. How do we know this? Because we serve that kind of God. And that's what we're standing on. This season of relief and release is going to allow you to rest like you've never rested before. I believe that for you. I believe that for me. I not only believe it, I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I suggest, I know, I recommend you do the same thing. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's going to be a release of restoration into your life. And you won't even remember the pain the same way. You will repeat that story of what happened, what didn't happen, how you remember it. But this time, it's going to be told with a twist. And the victim that was once you will be victorious because you'll see things through the lens of the Lord. That makes all the world of difference. You won't revisit those things and those thoughts in the same way because He will transform your heart and your mind to receive it differently. But only after you let it go, only after you ask Him, and only after you accept that it happened and it wasn't to break you, it was to build you up. only after you talk with God so you can understand what He wants you to do with it. God wants to walk through this with us. He wants to bless us to be a blessing to those around us. He wants us to trust Him and understand something about kingdom work, baby. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the kingdom. And it won't always seem fair. It won't always feel good to us. But God already has a perfect plan in place that will prosper you, prosper me, if we let it. And it won't always seem that way, but our belief directly is correlated with the way that we behave. So when we worry ourselves sick, it's basically saying we don't trust that God has a plan. It says that we have no clue what is going to happen, and the outcome actually overwhelms us. It overtakes us. That's not what God wants for us. We must practice what we preach, and the time is now. Failing the test the first time, that's understandable. You fall down, you get back up. But at some point, we must be intentional about believing and behaving so that they align. This is what makes God know that we are ready for more. These are the things that assures Him that we can be trusted. This is what helps other believers and non-believers to walk more upright, and it inspires them to tap into their own faith, trust God for themselves. And once we get into the habit of trusting God in every aspect of our lives, it becomes second nature. We pray and we release it to God and focus on doing our part and letting God do what He does well. We understand that He doesn't need any help. He has His role mastered. Do you hear me? God is so good. He is so intentional, and He takes care of His children. What I know about Him is He provides. He is a keeper. He is a way maker. He moves mountains. He splits seas. He causes giants to fall. He can do anything that we can imagine. So imagine yourself up out of that situation and out up and out of that space that you've been in. See yourself in a new place, a new space. See you being used by God to bless others. See yourself letting go of that pain so that you can fully be released and God can release those great things in your life. See yourself up out of the valley. See yourself blessed on a whole nother level. And receive the relief and the release that's on the way. Open up your mind, your heart, and your mouth and receive it in the name of Jesus. That is what I encourage each and every single one of us to do. The season of relief and release is here. Only person standing in your way and preventing you from getting to it is you. I really, really hope that you've enjoyed tonight's topic, relief and release. Please, guys, join me every first and third Thursday for a word that will work if you are willing to work it. Thanks so much for tuning in. God bless each and every single one of you. I don't take it lightly that you tuned in tonight. I appreciate it. And we're going to go ahead and end tonight's session with Hold On, Change Is Coming by Sounds of Blackness. God bless you.
Change is coming.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.